It seems there's a fair degree of attention paid to the question of trust, as in, how much do citizens trust their elected officials? We've certainly seen citizen trust in the federal government drop dramatically. And surveys find that while citizens tend to trust state government more than the federal government, and their local government even more than federal and state, those trust levels, citizen to government, tend to be low. But let's turn the table. Let's ask another question. Let's ask the reverse. How much do elected officials trust us, the citizens? Trust is a two-way street, and yet this question gets virtually no attention, which is why the University of Michigan's Center for Local, State, and Urban Policy, CLOSUP, decided to put that very question to local government leaders in its recent Michigan Public Policy Survey. It's a very interesting snapshot of the state of trust between us and the people we've elected as our leaders. Tom Evacco from CLOSUP joins us in the studio. Welcome back to Stateside, Tom.
Hi, Cindy. Thanks for having me back.
Well, so before we get the verdict of the survey, let me ask, was there something that prompted you to want to look at that reverse direction of trust, as in officials towards us? Why is that so important?
Yeah, a few reasons. As you point out, there's been a lot of focus on citizen trust in government. There's been a long-term decline in that. It was relatively high back in the 1950s and 60s, and it's been a long-term decline since the 1960s. There's an awful lot of research on what that means, what the implications are, and so on. There's been very little focus on the opposite side of it. And
it's
as
true.
You say, trust really is a two-way street. And so at the same time, there's a lot of focus these days on how to increase citizen engagement in government. So we thought it's time to take a look at the opposite side and see what's happening from the inside out.
So what'd you find? How'd we do?
Well, a lot of things and a number of things that really surprised us. The first thing that we found is that local government leaders in Michigan are more likely to trust their citizens than the opposite, than their citizens are to trust them.
Very interesting.
Yeah, so we tie into a State of the State survey, which is a public opinion survey conducted by Michigan State University. And in their most recent survey, they found 35% of Michigan citizens trust their local government to do the right thing nearly always or most of the time. So 35% from citizens to government. What we found looking the other way is 53% of Michigan's local leaders trust their citizens to be responsible participants in governance most of the time or always.
So that is lopsided.
It is, yeah. Much more trust from local leaders towards their citizens.
But I have to wonder, 53%, is it just me or does that seem kind of like a C grade? Like, kind of okay? Could it be better?
It certainly could be better. I think you're right. It feels kind of like a C. But when we compare it to the citizen level of trust,
which is kind of failing, isn't it?
This long-term decline.
Yeah.
This looks pretty encouraging.
But I guess, how does that pay off then in the terms of the kind of government that we get and give, you know, this back and forth thing? How does it pay off having that sense that at least 53% of our local leaders trust that we are, you know, nearly always or most of the time informed and engaged?
Well, again, there's been a real lack of focus on this opposite side of the trust equation. But one of the few studies out there, academic studies on government trust in their citizens, found that when local government leaders have higher levels of trust in their citizens, they're more likely to try to foster civic engagement. They're more likely to value the opinions of citizens in terms of policy options. They take local citizen opinion more seriously in identifying a variety of options for different policies and so on.
As opposed to perhaps thinking, oh, there's that crackpot complainer again at city council meeting, just fill in the blank.
Exactly.
Because I would suspect that would, if the mayor or the city council members are of any town, have a sense of you, the citizen, is that crackpot, then really you can talk all you want and you're not really going to make that impact that you hope you do.
That's exactly right.
I'm kind of interested in what it is that that we citizens need to do to convince them that we are nearly always or most of the time. Like, what is it? What kind of behaviors make them go, yeah, they're in the game?
We looked at a wide range of issues on this question exactly. And we found some differences in levels of trust by these local leaders towards their citizens that didn't make much sense to us. There are some differences by jurisdiction type. It turns out that male local leaders are more trusting of their citizens than female local leaders. We don't quite understand why. There are some things that make a little bit more sense. And so what we found is that when citizens are very engaged in their communities, local leaders trust them more. So 80% of local leaders have high levels of trust when they think their citizens are very engaged. Only 27% feel that way when their citizens are not at all engaged. When citizens are willing to take the time to become well-informed on local policy issues, local leaders trust them more. When citizens are looking for solutions instead of just complaining about problems, local leaders trust them more. And particularly important, when local leaders think that their citizens are kind of in it for the benefit of the community overall, as opposed to in it for themselves,
okay,
they trust them more.
So you can kind of pretty easily connect the dots with the kind of behavior that leads to that trust, so that when there is a city council meeting, there's not just three people sitting out there, that you have a fairly good crowd of people that are listening who do have something to say, but it, as you say, it's about the good of the community.
Yes.
And well thought out.
Yes, exactly.
So the takeaway for us with this study, what do you think, Tom?
Well, I think there's some good news in here, but there's also some warning signs. One other big difference that we found in levels of trust is whether the political discourse in the community is constructive or divisive. And in communities where the public discourse is really positive and constructive, leaders trust their citizens more. Where it's really divisive and people are fighting with each other, there's much less trust. And so that's, I think, kind of a warning sign for all of us. You know, as we've seen the political discourse in Washington and in Lansing to some extent really divide sharply on partisan lines and get pretty nasty at times. If that filters down to the local level, I think, one of the results there is going to be a less trusting environment, and that's going to come back to harm all of us.
That's kind of an erosion of what it's all about.
That's right.
Thanks for joining us today, Tom. Tom Evacco is with the University of Michigan Center for Local, State, and Urban Policy.
Thank you, Cindy.